Okay, so what is the investigator's role? Obviously, the investigator needs to be neutral. Whether you're acting as a lawyer or as just the investigator, if you're biased, then you're not providing the decision maker with all the information that they need, good, bad, and ugly. Your goal is to gather information and to present that information. So who are you going to be presenting the information to? If you're doing the investigation, who wants the information? Are you giving it to HR? Are you giving it to a high-level manager? Are you giving it to in-house counsel? Who is getting your report? And is that report going to be oral or is it going to be in writing? And that's very important because you don't want to give them something in writing if they didn't want anything in writing. Then signed witness statements. Do you want signed witness statements or not? I personally have only done signed witness statements once. I don't like them because, as most of us know, especially lawyers, if you try to get something drafted up, people will nitpick it and they'll edit and they'll nitpick it and they'll edit. And if you're talking about an hour long, 2 hour long, 3 hour long interview, and you try and write all that up, then they're not, they will take weeks to edit it and get it back to you. And it slows the process to like molasses and you never get anywhere. So I have some ways to go around that, but I would say the only time I did get signed witness statements was when I knew that the company was shutting down its facility. And all the employees that I would be talking to were not going to be happy campers and were going to be all over the world and disappear. And so if there was ever going to be a chance for any kind of summary judgment, then they would need sworn statements. So I actually did them as sworn statements so that they could potentially be used for summary judgment evidence. Because without that, you know, they're going to have to track all these people down and take depositions, et cetera. So that was why I did it. find out whether or not it, or if you're the person who's hiring the investigator, do you want this person to draw conclusions for you or make any recommendations? And that's really important. My general view is this should be stages. You know, first stage is gathering information, right? So as all investigators gather information. Second stage is, do you want the investigator to give you their feedback? You know, what were their senses? What were their conclusions? What recommendations would they make to you based on what all they heard? Now, that's a different part of the process. And I hesitate to do that or agree to do that up front. I always tell clients who engage me to do this, I'm going to first gather information and I'm going to give that to you and your lawyer. And then if you guys want me to draw conclusions or to make recommendations, I'm happy to do that. But get the information first, because my sense is that once you've got all the information, you and your lawyer will be able to decide what you want to do without my input. And the reason I do that is because there's a lot of things that an investigator isn't going to know. So, for example, a lawyer may not know that one of the targets of the investigation is the son-in-law of somebody on the board, and that's a very, very sensitive kind of situation. And that while the son-in-law may not have acted very appropriately, drawing the conclusion that the son-in-law absolutely must be fired and making that recommendation, which the company then proceeds to ignore because it is the son-in-law of the board member, is going to make for really bad evidence. Because now their neutral person has said that person has to be fired. And guess what? The company didn't follow the neutral person's recommendation, which makes the company look guilty, makes them look bad. So they just shot themselves in the foot by the whole neutral investigation process. So I really don't want to go there unless they really feel it's going to have some value. And then the question is, do they want that verbally or do they want that in writing? So I would definitely, most of the time, they don't ask. You know, and if they do, they ask very informally, kind of what's your general sense? You know, in which case I try to give them a very general sense, but I don't say definitively, you must do this or you must do that. You know, I may give them a range of things that they consider, because if they've got a lawyer, the lawyer's going to walk through that with them. They don't need me to do that generally. So make sure that you're not engaged. When you hire an investigator, you say the first step, I just want you to find out what happened. Okay, just that's it. Just find out what happened. No comment, no weighing in on whether you find witnesses credible or not credible. You know, what you think happened, you know, what your conclusions are, what you recommend. Stage one, just bring me just the facts. Okay, enough about that. Then, once you've identified the investigator's role, the next step, I'm sorry, I'm in a really difficult time. Respect, I think that's where I am. Universal rules of thumb. Yes, treat everybody with respect. You know, that's a key rule. Be neutral, key rule. Let your common sense rule, number one rule, I should put it at the top. Zero tolerance for retaliation, because almost anything that you're investigating probably has, if not a law behind it that prohibits retaliation, at least a policy from the company's perspective that if we're going to be addressing these situations, we want to make sure that people feel that they can tell us the truth without being retaliated against for doing so. And the truth from their perspective. You know, they could be dead wrong, but if they in good faith believe it, we want them to be able to tell us that without fearing for their jobs. And then document each step, you know, so document what you're doing as you're going through the process. Now, in the back of the paper, you'll find that there are some sample exhibits, documents for you to look at, just concepts, right? They don't have to be used, but there's like a sample of how you take notes, you know, what you put at the beginning of each interview, what you say, and then what you say at the closing of each interview, and, you know, what you say to an employee if you're getting ready to conduct an investigation, what does that letter maybe look like if somebody wants to quit before you actually conduct the investigation, you know, anyway, so there's just different examples of things that kind of go as part of the investigation you might want to take a look at that may have some value for you.